So what time's the class over?
5 more minutes.
5 minutes already? Oh my gosh. Any questions? There's 5 minutes, so nobody's gonna get blown up by plastic explosives. You got 2 more minutes before we pass that deadline.
Where do you live?
Where I live?
Yeah.
Crescent City, California. I mean, on the coast of California, on the border with Oregon.
You live like in a house or a tent or?
I'm just curious. I don't know how crazy you are about it. You talk about chickens a lot.
Actually, I don't have any chickens anymore. I had chickens when I lived in Spokane, Washington. But when I moved to California, now I live next to a pond, and there's a bunch of frogs in the pond. And I don't know if you know chickens, but they eat everything. And I don't want them eating the frogs. So actually, I miss the chickens a lot, but I don't have chickens anymore, which makes me sad. You know, one reason it makes me sad is because I don't have an excuse to dumpster dig. I'd be too embarrassed to go to the grocery store and say, hi, I want a dumpster dig for me. I didn't mind going up and saying, I want a dumpster dig for the chickens.
You know, it's funny because I work in a grocery store, and now I know who steals all the produce outside, you know?
No, I don't steal it. I never stole it. I never stole it. I wouldn't go in the store or anything. So do you have one of those dumpsters that gets locked?
We actually have a compactor.
Oh, I hate those.
A lot of that stuff will be like stuff for the store, but they'll just keep it outside for a couple minutes.
Uh-huh.
And you go out there and be like, dude, where the hell are my watermelons? And then some guys will do it, I'm eating like a king.
So yeah, compactors I think are evil. And there was a bunch of stores that were routine places I would go, and they put in compactors, and it's like, what am I going to do? It was a major tragedy. But I'll tell you something I was really proud of when I lived in Spokane. I was dumpster digging at this one little corner market one night, and it was after they were closed. And the guy who ran the place came up and said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm looking for stuff. And he said, what stuff are you looking for? And I said, food for my ducks. And he said, okay, and it's a good thing he recognized me from having been in the store during the day, because he said, somebody robbed our store, and he had a gun, and he said, somebody's robbed our store today, and we caught the person, we didn't find the money, so I was thinking that maybe you were his accomplice, and he'd thrown it in the dumpster, and you were going to, it's like, no, this is lettuce, you know, this is some other green stuff. And anyway, what eventually happened is they ended up no longer putting any of their veggies in the dumpster. Instead, they had a special spot where they would put all the stuff that was going to be taken by, you know, me or pig farmers or anybody else. I felt really proud of that there was all that stuff that was no longer going into the waste stream and that was going either to the chickens or to me. Okay, so like we're running up against the barrier, the 3-minute barrier. Any other questions?
You're talking a lot about education.
Uh-huh.
I know, like, when I was in high school and even younger, I was really frustrated with school, just, you know, learning things. I always wanted to learn things firsthand, like out. I think that's the best education you can get, is going and traveling and experiencing mm-hmm. things that way. But what do you think about college? Because you're here today speaking at college in front of students who are in the exact system that you're talking about. Do you think college is beneficial?
I think it's a wonderful question. And part of the answer is, of course, that I'm just a hypocrite. Another part of it is that one thing I recognize for all my talk of getting out of the wage economy and everything, there's a huge difference between, you know, I had the option of taking a job that started at 35K, and instead I started keeping bees, and then I started writing. And there's a big difference between having the opportunity to get a high-paying job and not taking it, and not having had that opportunity. That's one of the problems with the system, is that it's set up these double binds where, oh, this is a great line. This is exactly why people shouldn't ask questions with 2 minutes left. This is a great thing. One of the things the Nazis did to the Jews, one of their very successful things, is they co-opted rationality. At every step of the way, it was rational for the Jews to go along. Do I resist and possibly get shot, or do I get an ID card? Well, I'm getting an ID card. Do I resist, or do I get on the cattle cars? Do I resist at every step of the way? And it's the same thing with us. We've had all these bad situations created. Within the context of these bad situations, sure, I think college is a good idea. But I got to do this. I got to do this. Okay, this is great. This, I always used to do this on the first day of class when I would teach at Eastern Washington University. This is the most important writing exercise there is. So everybody, shake your hands out, because if you're going to write, you got to have nice, loose hands. For real. Come on, shake your hands out. Then, okay, put your hands like this. And you got to have really limber. It's like a stretching exercise. You know, I was in track in college, and you got to stretch out. So what you do is you put your thumb down on your the pad of your pinky, okay? And then you put your pinky, you cover your thumbnail with it, okay? And then you take your first finger, and you reach down, and you put it on the base knuckle of your thumb. And then you take your third finger, and you cover the middle knuckle of your And that's the single most important writing, and the single most important student exercise is, I think, to say that to all authority.
That's a great spot, too. Thanks, Derek. Appreciate that. Here's a buddy.